happening locally. The news.
And it is indeed time for us to take this morning's look, our Friday morning look, our last look for this week at some of those things happening here in the Republic of Panama. The third liquidating judge, Maluisa Marquez, decided to suspend the hearing scheduled for the alternate date of December the 6th to the 9th of this year for the case known as the Panama Papers. This after it approved carrying out some test practices at the international level, explained the judicial branch in a statement. The Organised Crime Prosecutor's Office requested the summons to trial of 32 people for the alleged crime of money laundering. And according to the judicial branch, the Third Criminal Case Settlement Court declared the dismissal of the criminal action in favour of three defendants and issued a provisional dismissal for eight others. The case arises after the investigation that arose as a result of the publications of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, the ICIJ. This was in 2016, as a result of the leak of documents from a Panamanian law firm. A group of residents of the township of San Francisco came out on Thursday afternoon to protest the lack of response from local authorities to complaints of excessive noise caused by some locals in the area. "We're tired of the noise, which does not let us sleep or rest," said Hector Indara, a resident of the Corrimiento and one of the organizers of the picket walk. The demonstrators carried banners with slogans that said, "No more noise. We are more than 5,000 affected. Enough noise. Free sidewalks. And where is the justice of the peace?" According to Endara, some venues are making too much noise with karaoke and live music. Additionally, the area's sidewalks have been taken over. "We're tired of not walking safely on the sidewalks," he said. He explained that they have sent an open letter to the representative of the Corrimiento. This is Carlos Perez Herrera. He indicated that a year ago they held a similar protest, and to date they've not seen any change. "We have the right to rest. We have to live in a healthy environment, free from pollution, noise, light pollution, garbage, and insecurity." Given the deficiencies in the waste collection service, the government announced that yesterday the Operation Clean the Neighbourhood began. This operation seeks to guarantee the collection of garbage and cleaning in the most crucial points of Panama City during this month of December. Criticism for failures in the waste collection service has increased in recent weeks as one of the months of the year with the highest consumption by the population approaches. In the operation, where personnel from the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the Government of Panama and the community boards will intervene. It is expected to also clean the gutters and sidewalks of the corregimientos of the capital. The operation began yesterday in Caledonia and San Miguelito and lasted up until 8 p.m. The AAUD and the Caledonia Community Board will have properly equipped personnel, backhoes, dump trucks and collectors, who will tour the main streets of Caledonia starting at La Cuchilla and Q Street in San Miguel. This is former Chesterfield building, it has been reported. After months of work and consultations, eight journalist organizations with the collaboration of the National Bar Association presented on October the 14th to the National Assembly through the Citizen Participation Office a bill that seeks to modify Law 81 of March the 26th of 2019. This is on the protection of personal data, whose interpretation by some public officials has caused much concern within journalistic unions and civil society in general. The proposal of the journalistic unions rescues three fundamental concepts. The first is respect for the private life of the holders of the information, and especially the protection of minors, people with disabilities and other vulnerable groups. The second principle is the defence of access to information of public interest, which is that related to the use of state funds or the current or past exercise of public function, as well as the aspiration to exercise it. The third principle that guides the initiative is the promotion of the exercise of freedom of expression and information, without the danger of the arbitrary application of Law 81 of 2019 or the threat of an improper interpretation of the necessary regulations contained in said law. The idea of presenting the reforms to Law 81 of 2019 had been considered since Antai fined the news site La Verdad Panama for disclosing a marriage certificate as part of the content of a news story, which, according to Antai, violates the protection of personal data. Well, according to them, La Verdad had to obtain a consent of both parties, not just the spouse, who directly provided the document before publishing the certificate. The regular prices of fuels will register a decrease as of today, Friday, confirmed the National Secretariat of Energy. 95-octane gasoline is reported to drop 12 cents, reflected in a price of $1 per litre. That's $3.78 per gallon. Meanwhile, 91-octane gasoline will decrease 9 cents and the cost per litre will be 95 cents. And that's $3.59 per gallon. Regarding low-sulfur diesel, it's specified that that will drop 10 cents, remaining at $1.09 per litre. That's $4.12 per gallon. These regular prices will now be in effect until 5:59 a.m. on Friday, December the 16th. It is important to highlight that currently the price of fuels is frozen at $3.25 per gallon after the government and different social unions reached an understanding to set a single temporary cost due to the rise in international oil prices. The state assumes the difference of $3.25 per gallon of gasoline or of diesel. The client must provide the identification number and license plate of the vehicle to the dispatchers of the stations to use the subsidy. The Embassy of the United States in Panama reported that the scheduled appointments were brought forward between October of 2023 and November of 2024. This is to obtain the tourist visa. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy details that the new appointments were rescheduled for early 2023 and that people should check their email and their profile at ustraveldocs.com/PA to find out their new date. If the applicant cannot access their profile or has any questions, they should also contact the consulate through the platform ustraveldocs.com/PA. In the same way, it is clarified that the advance date for the appointment will not represent any additional cost, and people are warned not to make any payment to third parties, since a new payment is not required. In addition, the embassy reports that it will continue to take steps to facilitate travel between the United States and Panama. Thanks to a recent increase in staff, we've been able to advance a considerable number of interviews already scheduled. It is highlighted in a statement. And there we go. That's it. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for you on this morning's programme.